no better way to get better at football than playing football. So, like, you know.
Taylor's gonna finish it.
I've always been confident in my abilities. I think, you know, I'm a guy that can go out there, and I always believe in myself that I'm gonna get open and make the play if they throw me the ball.
The third, Ryan, end zone shot for Pierce. He caught it. Oh, what a play!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the very first ColtsCast live broadcast. Guys, are coming from you live from the ColtsCast studio. We are here to do the NFL draft, 2023 NFL draft. Stick around to hear our live reactions of everything that goes on during the draft, but more importantly, the number four pick from the Indianapolis Colts. Let's get it.
Who's it going to be?
You know, the Jamal side of the Colts says it's going to be Anthony Richardson, but the reality of it is I really think it's going to be Levis, man.
I think they like Will Levis.
I know the Colts organization. I know what Jim Irsay wants, and he wants Will Levis.
Shane Steichen, I thought, had to say.
Listen, you talking to Jerry Jones Jr. right there, dog. Shane Steichen got some to say, but he ain't got all to say.
All right. Oh, man. Come on. Oh, what's Steichen spell?
I'm with you. If it's Levis getting a new TV.
That's not how we should feel.
No. I'm not saying that I just don't want Levis at all. I'm just saying
that if I got Chris Bell and Jim Mercer right there.
I can tell you everything I need to know about this sausage making we got going on right now. Let's see. Yeah. All right, let's go.
I got the camera on A. Rich, though. He's smiling.
That's what I like to see.
Oh, what that mean, bro? Why he's smiling?
My man iced out. Hey, that's all we need.
Icy. Guys, who's it going to be? Oh, I think they're walking.
All right. Well, I'm definitely taking Goodell. Off the set.
No way. I don't. Hold on.
Oh, all right. Don't be messing with me.
I don't see it yet, but they're on the sky cam.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
Oh, yep. Goodell's walking up.
All right. Peace out. Take a sip of this yak real quick. Let's get it, baby. Yeah, let me go ahead and order my jersey real quick. Let's get it. Fanatics.com. Let me go ahead and log on. Man, I ain't gonna flex. Yo, I thought they was gonna fold. I really did. Really did, boy.
Hey. There he go.
Hey.
There he go. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, guys. If you listen to our episodes, I've always leaned Anthony Richardson and Will Levis. I would not have been mad if we drafted Will Levis, but I was hoping for Anthony Richardson. That, like, you get the best dual threat QB, highest upside of any quarterback, arm strength out of this world. You just can't coach this stuff.
Facts.
Like, bump all that accuracy. I saw the drops from them receivers. Look.
Hey, dog. I just say Levis trash. Hey, all I'm gonna say is I put that Kevin Hart tweet out earlier. It's about to go down. My boy Ballard in his bag. I like it.
Look at this man running. Look at his highlights. Oh. Look how fast he is at that size. He's gonna be powerful. It's an extra running back there.
You got Richardson.
JT, yo, Jonathan Bruh. Taylor, Anthony Richardson. Zone read.
6'4", 224 pounds.
Yo, imagine.
Talk.
Yo, imagine if you're that defensive end. You got to make a read. Yo, woo! Am I going after JT? Or am I going after A. Rich? If I make the wrong call, they going for a first down.
They going.
Bruh. 6'4", 244 pounds.
Let's get it.
That runs a 4.43?
And he ran it at an angle. If he'd have ran straight, it would have been faster. Just throwing that out there.
Look at Colts Nation out there. They are hype. Fan favorite. That was the fan favorite. I'm hoping he look. You got to bet on upside.
You do.
The way the AFC is crafted with amazing quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this man. They're saying he Donovan McNabb.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. Look.
A little shake and bake.
Did y'all see Matt Ryan last year? Did y'all see Nick Foles? Did y'all see Sam Ehlinger?
Hmm. That classic Syracuse film right there, boy. Don't get old.
This is awesome. Shane Steichen definitely had a hand.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
He said, look, you saw what I did with Jalen Hurts?
And Ballard's back is on the wall. He ain't have a choice.
Chris Ballard said, uh-huh. He said, now imagine the guy that's got 3 inches on him and 20 pounds. He said, what do you think I can do with that?
And then when I think about the amount of pressure it takes off of JT. Now, I love JT. I want JT to be out there every single play. Everybody knows that. But the amount of pressure it takes off of him now, I mean, that's wild. I wish I had this unmuted so I could listen to this. I'll just go back and watch it later. But it's just.
Dude, this is fucking. I'm fucking ecstatic right now, man. Guys.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't want to say anything negative. We're probably going to do a couple episodes on A. Rich in the future. 100%. But dude is the future. Unlimited upside. You have to bet on that. And they did. And he could very well be the best quarterback out this draft. He could very well be a top five quarterback in the league.
Agreed. Like,
go ahead, Jamal. I am so hyped right now. Like,
I'm too hyped too. I mean, I just think of all – again, all the upside. And I want to hear what Rod on the Bench says because he said, you know, the split on this. So I want y'all to comment.
Shout out
to y'all dropping by. Yeah. Let us know. I mean, we're freaking out as well. And it's too exciting. I think that what he brings to the table is without question. And Ballard, I'm sure Ballard had a lot to make in that call. Ballard's back has been on the zone, been on the wall for a while now. I mean, no one wants to admit it, but let's be real here. We watched what's happened the past 5 years. He didn't have a choice but to make a hasty decision at this time, and I'm glad it happened because I was nervous leading into this because I know how he rolls. But I just think that he finally made a right call for this early first round pick, and just the upside is there. And I'm just happy that JT's gonna get a break. I
now everyone wants to trade the picks for him. Now, yeah.
Yep. Exactly. Jersey time is right. Hey, they're not on Fanatics yet. I already checked. They still got the Florida jerseys up.
I have a big thing about jersey. I don't like wearing the jersey everybody else has. And I know and after going back over and over through this quarterback roulette, carousel, whatever you want to call it, everyone's getting the Arias jersey. I'm going to let y'all ride that out.
Yeah, go ahead and skip out because we know what happened. You almost got that Nick Cross jersey at the
another episode.
We ain't forget. I feel you though. I feel you. Hey, I'm gonna tell you.
Yep, we didn't trade up. We stayed at four. We still got look because I've been pounding the second round pick. This is going to be important for us as well. We have a lot of needs, and this draft gets deep later on, especially when we have a late first round pick. It's 35. That's right there. So we have so much to talk about. You sit him the first 8 games? Let him watch a bit.
You know, I think it's all going to be contingent on how the offseason goes. I'm not opposed to him sitting. I'm definitely not opposed to him sitting. But pending this offseason workouts, I mean, Steichen's going to go to work tomorrow. You know, I mean, they're going to be. I know that the players can't, you know, they have limited contact and all the other good jazz, but they're going to go to work tomorrow for what it's worth. And come July, August, if he's showing that he is the guy, you got to put him in. I'd rather him get in and make a mistake and then you pull him than to sit him on the bench just to let him learn for a little bit just because he doesn't have maybe the full confidence that you want in him. I want him to get out there and you know, mess around a little bit. Again, it's not like we're coming off of a 10-win season or anything like that. You know, we have 4 wins. We haven't been anything for the past 5 years. So I'm not opposed to mistakes happening for the first couple of games for him. And then if we realize that it's just not working, sit him down. But you can't not.
I threw my hot take in there with James Boyd when we were talking with him. You know, I said start him week 1. Y'all keep saying he's inexperienced. All right, give him some experience. Throw him to the Wolves early. Let him learn with experience. JT all day. Jonathan Taylor and A. Rich. I think that's going to be one of the deadliest combos in the NFL.
That's right. You guys see the JT jersey back there. Right here, as always.
Jonathan Taylor jersey.
Yeah.
He's on his way to the war room now. I love this pick, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. You brought in Gardner Minshew. I can definitely see Minshew starting most of the season. I can virtually see it. They put Peyton out there. He led the league in interceptions rookie year. Yep. And what did Peyton do? Well, Peyton was one of the better prospects. Like, guys, we did it. We got through NFL draft night. It's been a glorious night. The Colts got their guy. I'm very excited to see what they do in the second round. It's going to be awesome.
Without question. I mean, nice, fun couple of a fun weekend, and keep tabs on it.
Look, you know, guys, we got our Sunday content coming. You know, we do our episodes bi-weekly. You know, we got to talk about some Anthony Richardson then, but we got to see how the rest of the draft pans out. Mm-hmm. Hey, appreciate you, Paul. Appreciate everyone for tuning in.
Yeah, thank y'all for real.
Colts fans are not. I mean, it's been great. Yeah, I really hope you guys do listen to our episodes in the future. But if not, if you were here, if you were one and done, you know, if you were an NBA top prospect, one and done, that's fine. We appreciate you appreciate you guys being here for the live stream, for not the last live stream. I mean, this went very well. You know, we're going to do it again in the future, but it'll be select events. Again, thanks, guys. Jamal, you have anything to say before we head out?
No, I mean, again, thank y'all. Eric, I wouldn't have, if you would have told me a year ago that we were going to be in the same spot we are right now, I don't know what I would have said. I mean, it's been a wild ride. It's been fun. I've been enjoying every single bit of it. It's been fun, like, communicating with everybody and starting to learn everybody. And like you said, get our regulars in here and kind of appreciate what everybody brings to the table. We love the banter. We love to have a good time. So we thank y'all again. I just want to give a shout out to, again, all the new people. Welcome aboard. I hope you stick it out with us. We always bring some fun content for you. All of our regulars, we appreciate you as well. All my classmates, one more time for the one time. I appreciate all y'all stepping out tonight and listening. It's been fun. And again, we're not going to stop the content. It's going to come twice a week for y'all on the dot every single week. So, Ethan, we sorry you missed it, man, but hey, it was wild
at 12. Holy moly. Did he have a stock ride? Ethan, I know, missed the initial reaction. You'll have to catch it, or we'll post it on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Oh, my God. A lot to talk about. I'm sure other Colts content creators have a lot to talk about as well.
Oh, yeah.
It is going to be a fun offseason. I just want to reiterate what Jamal said. First-time listeners, last-time listeners, all you guys, thank you. It's been great. We've had some surprises, just like every NFL draft.
Oh, 100%.
I did not see Jahmyr Gibbs going this high. Wow. But his stock has risen. Like, I mean, it has been an exponential rise for him. But that's awesome. 2 running backs so far in the first round. And we're only at peak 13. But, you know, we got to cut it loose, guys. We're going to be back with some Sunday content for sure.
I believe it.
For absolutely sure. Got to see what the Colts do in the later rounds. Like I said, guys, I really think the second round pick is going to be really important this year. Let's see if we pick up another impact player, because it gets deep right there.
Oh, yeah.
Can't Can't wait to see what Shane does with this generational talent. Boy,
it's exciting, man. It's exciting. I know we got to go, Eric, but I just got to tell everybody, like, y'all don't understand. I mean, as someone who's just watched this team's ups and downs year after year after year, we all know the Peyton. We've been spoiled by kickers, quarterbacks, receivers, running backs. I mean, this is one of the first times, again, since those old heads who've been around since the 80s and 90s. All right, James.
What's up, James?
But you know, besides those guys who've been around since the 80s and the early 90s and all that, you know, for the us 2000s plus Colts fans, we've been spoiled. It for what it's worth, we have been. And it's nice to see we have a head coach in the building now. And I'm nothing against Frank Wright. This is nothing to do with him. We got a coach in here right now who is ready to try to elevate this team to the next level, who's come off of a Super Bowl run, although they didn't win. You can just tell by his demeanor that he wants nothing but the best. And he's going to hold everybody just accountable as he is. And that's what we need, is someone who's going to hold everyone just accountable as they're going to hold themselves. It's not a one-man job. This is a 53-man roster. There are 53 people plus coaches and staff who have to come out there every single day and bust our ass to show everyone what we need to get done. So there's not the Anthony Richardson show. It's not the Shaq Leonard show. It's not the JT show. It's the Indianapolis 53-man roster show. So I'm excited to see what Shane's going to bring to the table. And I think that Ballard's going to finally let his wings out and let someone else take control of this. And the rest of the draft is going to be interesting to see. And we're going to watch this team just elevate to another level. Like I said earlier, I'm not expecting a 10-12 win season this upcoming season, but what I'm expecting is development and growth from our players to show that they want to be here and take it to this next level and elevate. I'm ready for what this season throws at us, and ups and downs that are going to happen. For the shoe always will be. So I'm ready for it, dog.
Yeah. Well, guys, we're heading out right now. Packers pick is in. I'm going to be watching it, but we do want to end the podcast. We're hitting up almost 2 hours.
Yeah. Appreciate y'all sticking around.
Yeah. This has been awesome. Look, go Colts. Colts Nation, let's ride it. Hey, Colts Nation, let's ride. but yikes. Appreciate everybody. It's been nice.
Yes.
It's been great. Y'all, take care.
Take care. See you on Sunday.
Yep. Until next time with some more Indianapolis Colts content. Y'all take care.
Take care.